You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show again. I'm coming to you from Barber Motorsports Museum. I follow the University of Alabama Eco Car Team through Instagram, and right now I have Oakley Prell joining me here on The Mark White Show to talk about this program with the Eco Car. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Oakley.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you. And what is your interest when it comes to Eco Cars?
Well, it's a great opportunity. We're working on the future of mobility for the United States and really the world. So we're a program that's funded and sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy and General Motors. So that's really what we do. We work on the future mobility solutions, along with the technology that's built into General Motors vehicles.
So you went to the University of Alabama from what high school?
I'm originally from Hoover, Alabama, and went to Hoover High School.
Excellent. And your degree that you were working toward when you went to the university?
Yes. So I'm working towards a Bachelor's of Science Mechanical Engineering right now. We'll graduate next week with that degree. So I'm
Excellent.
Very excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then next year I'll be a full-time MBA student at UA.
And how did you find out about the Eco Car program? Was that something that you found out when you were in Hoover High School or when you got to the university?
It's actually something I found out once I had enrolled at UA. There's a big student organization fair that happens, and you're able to find out about it, the different groups. But I was able to join the Eco Car team my senior year, really get involved along with the project management of the team, and then that's my current role right now as the project manager.
So you looked at it and said, hey, that's for me.
Absolutely. I love being a part of a team. I love working with people, and we're you know, as an engineering brain, finding solutions on some of this stuff. But yeah, it's kind of, I found an area that I really like, and I'm hoping to do something similar in, as I start my career.
When you talk about the future of America and transportation, what part does this play in that?
Yeah, I mean, when we look at the future of America, there's a huge transition towards electric vehicles right now. So previously, there's been a big push for hybrid vehicle technology and propulsion systems. But as we transition into an electric vehicle future, the next vehicle we're going to get, General Motors is going to donate the new Cadillac Lyriq, which is going to be a full battery electric vehicle that they're going to release here in the next year. We are actually there for the production launch at their Spring Hill manufacturing plant in Tennessee. But yeah, it's a great opportunity. And then part of this new challenge is going to be looking at infrastructure as well. So that's one of the big limitations with the EV transition is charging infrastructure. And we're going to have an opportunity to look at doing that in the state of Alabama and a lot of the rural areas that may not be looked at for the charging and electric vehicles.
Were there a lot of colleges recognized there at that event to see the launch of that vehicle?
We were actually the only university represented, and it was a great honor and privilege to be there. We interacted with the president of General Motors, so we spoke with him for a good bit, Mark Royce. It was great to see him and interact with him. It was a great event to be at. Several federal senators and congressmen there. It was a great event to be at.
I think it's great to point out, Oakley, that through your college career, there are opportunities to be able to connect with certain people that can help advance your career. And it was, as we're talking to maybe high school students and we're thinking about, okay, if you have an interest in a particular subject, right, find where you can network and connect. And some of these programs, like the EcoCar program, is a great way for students to do that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Great, great networking opportunities. So just in the last few months, I've been to D.C. twice. And one of those trips, I went and spoke with members of Congress about this project. And just great networking opportunities with great companies like General Motors. So I meet with a General Motors engineer several times a week, and she's great, a great mentor for me. I also have professional project management mentors, but even within our team, we really promote and encourage mentorship from upperclassmen to lowerclassmen.
Yes.
So you can come in as a freshman not knowing anything about cars like I did, and then you have members that are older than you that have gone through the coursework, they've gone through the training programs in our project team. And it can really help develop you a lot faster and encourage you to complete a degree in engineering, which is challenging but definitely achievable and really rewarding.
Speaking of underclassmen, I believe we have some more people that are part of the program and not necessarily going to graduate next week, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So here with us today for the EcoCar team, we have two freshman mechanical engineering majors. So this is something that I'm trying to encourage them to get out and branch out, meet people. They're great members of our team, have been very valuable, but they came in not knowing a whole lot about cars, but they saw the value in working on a project such as this, and it's my job to motivate them and get them encouraged and involved on the team.
Who would you like for me to speak to next, Oakley?
So we have Christina Vassell and Elizabeth Grubb.
Thank you, Oakley Prell, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about the UA EcoCar team.
Yes, thank you, Mark. This was a great honor. Thank you.
Excellent. Folks, we're going to have Christina Vassell and Elizabeth Grubbs coming up next.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
As advertised, I have Christina Vassell and Elizabeth Grubbs with me right now as part of the UA Eco Car Team. So Elizabeth, let's start with you. You're a freshman at the University of Alabama.
Yes, mechanical engineering is my major and aerospace is my minor.
So how did you find out about the Eco Car Team?
So there's a class at the university called ME-121, which is an intro to mechanical engineering course, very basic, very low level. And one of our things that we did was we took a tour of a lab one day. We took a tour of multiple labs. So we got to see like the soft robotics lab on campus. We got to look at the Cube, which is our 3D print lab. And then we got to tour the EcoCar lab. And that's where I met Oakley. And I met a couple of other GRA students, graduate students on the team. And so it was just really cool to get to walk through and just see a basic glimpse of what they do.
Are you from Alabama?
I am. I'm from pretty close to here. I live like right between Birmingham and Tuscaloosa.
Like McCalla?
Yes. Actually, I have a McCalla zip code, but technically I live in Lakeview.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be in Bessemer tomorrow for the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival.
Oh, wow.
And it's supporting caring men and caring women who are helping the kids, at-risk kids in the Bessemer area. So I'm glad to be a part of that. But that's just a side note since you're from that area. I grew up in Hueytown myself, so not very far from where you're from. So Christina Vassell, also have you. You're a freshman at the University of Alabama.
I am, yes.
And where did you go to high school?
I went to high school in Katy, Texas, actually.
Katy, Texas.
Yes.
Wow. So you came up. How did you find out about the University of Alabama and the program that you wanted to be a part of?
My boyfriend's mom actually went to the University of Alabama, so they were huge fans. So I was getting used to the whole football stigma, everything around that. And I thought it was really cool. And so I toured it pre-COVID. So I was really lucky in that respect because that was one of the only schools that I toured pre-COVID that I was really able to tour.
Yes.
So I was really familiar with the campus, which is awesome.
Excellent.
It was beautiful.
And how did you find out about the Eco Car? I know you heard about the football team, as far as the Eco Car, that's not shouted from the rooftops like
right.
The Roll Tide for the football team, right?
Right. I knew I wanted to be an engineer for a while. On one of the engineering tours, same thing with Elizabeth, but I've always been really interested in like the aerospace side of things. So NASA, everything in Houston.
And Huntsville, Alabama.
Right, exactly. and so when I toured EcoCar, the first thing that stuck out to me was how approachable they were. They didn't seem like the typical I know more than you, I will teach you everything. They seemed very welcoming and able to talk to you and collaborate with you. And As a freshman, that was really important because I knew I had a lot to learn, and they seemed like they were willing to work with me rather than kind of shield me out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And that's something that Oakley Prell brought up, that he wanted those who have been in the program to help those who are coming in, and it sounds like that's exactly what's happening.
Absolutely. Yes. They've done an awesome job.
So far, so good. You're on path for your degree.
Oh, yeah.
You finished your exams this week.
No.
Next week?
Next week, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll be able to relax and start planning for next fall. Are you going to take summer classes?
Not exactly relax. No, I have an internship in Orlando, actually, with Lockheed Martin, and I don't know where I'm living, and I will be there in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it's a little stressful.
Yeah, you better start getting that squared away, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so excited. So excited.
And Elizabeth, are you excited about school ending and your big internship that's coming up?
I have, mine's going to be in the fall.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm excited for school to end because school is stressful. But it's also like, I don't know, I'm kind of gonna miss it, because it's just so much of what I'm used to now that going back to not being in school is kind of like a culture shock almost.
Yes. And I can see, really, if you build a good team, if you have a team of people that you're surrounded by and you're like-minded, and you're going to miss that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and I see a lot of teamwork coming out of this. And Stephen King has kept me up to date on the car team, and I follow it via Instagram. So I know what's happening. I follow the Instagram page. And I would encourage people to go to the UA Eco Car team page and follow. And they'll see a lot of things that are happening with the program.
We've got a great communications team.
Yes.
You're going to get lots of cool updates, and you're going to get lots of funny memes about our team. A lot of them are inside jokes, but you can laugh along with us.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you, Elizabeth Grubb, and Christina Vassell, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about the UA Eco Car Team.
Thank you for having us.
You're most welcome. And Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
We're coming to you from Barber Motorsports Museum as I talk to the UA Eco Car Team. And right now, we're talking about the Formula Car Team. And we have Miss Kara Alexander as well as Noah Greer joining us here on the Mark White Show to close out this part of the show. Welcome, Kara and Noah.
Hi, thank you for having us. We're happy to be here and excited about what tonight entails.
Yeah, really happy to be here. Thank you.
So when we talk about the formula part of the team, we talked about the Eco Car Team, and we talked to Oakley about how he tries to get the underclassmen to learn from those who have had some experience. And then when you come in as the formula team, what is it exactly that you're doing?
It's really similar. We're more of a, you can think of it as like a mini IndyCar, mini Formula One. So it's an open wheel series. The engines are restricted to 710 cc's, but they're still very, very fast because they're very, very light. It's a year development cycle, so it's very, very quickly paced. So there's a lot of real quick on the job learning, really hands-on, and a lot of it's very theoretical and design-based too. That's a big portion of our competition, is we have a whole point scoring event dedicated just to design. So it's really the whole engineering process is what we're looking at for our competition.
Noah, I've asked the others where they went to high school. Where did you come from?
I went to Creekside High School in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. And then Kara?
So I went to William Mason High School in Mason, Ohio, near Cincinnati.
So Noah, how did you find out about the University of Alabama and this particular program? Was that something that you came for this specific purpose?
So when I first saw Alabama, it was, of course, as most people find it, through the football program. Just, you know, a program of excellence, and seeing the kind of results that they put out. I looked into it a little bit and saw that the things that they were offering were really, really awesome. So I didn't know anything about the Formula program at that time. So we, you know, came for a tour, looked over everything, and I still remember to this day going through the shop, and someone on the Formula team came to talk to our tour group. Marcos Cannibal, the powertrain lead at that time, which is the job that I do now, he was talking to our tour group, and I was staring right past him because the car was done at that point, so I could see it in the background. And at that time, I knew it's like that right there. That's what I want to do.
Wow.
So that's what I did.
That's a great story.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just seeing what these teams do, it's what drew me to it.
And Kara, for you to come from Ohio to Alabama.
Yeah, so I had a really good regional recruiter. I believe her name was Kelly Watson, and she told me about, I'm in the STEM MBA program, so I'm here for an undergrad in mechanical engineering and then a grad in an MBA degree. So she was definitely a big reason I came down here, and the MBA program as well. I stumbled across the Formula team my sophomore year through my STEM MBA professor, who knew Oakley, and Oakley was our outgoing team manager at the time. So I went and talked to him, which was just a lucky connection based on I said, oh, hey, maybe I want to work in NASCAR one day. And it was fate from there. I joined actually on our business side, and with COVID, that's just kind of how things worked out. I did a lot online. And this year I've made it a goal of mine to get more in the shop with the guys, see all the engineering side. So
it's interesting because I did a show just last week on the International Motorsports Hall of Fame in Talladega, Alabama. Have you been there?
I have not.
Talladega Speedway, you know, right?
Yes.
So it's there. The museum is there. And Mike Rada, who was a sports guy here in Birmingham, is now the director of that particular program, but it's the International Motorsports Motorsports Museum Hall of Fame and you can go and check that out. I think you would be very interested in that facility.
Okay. Sounds cool.
Yeah, that would connect you to NASCAR in Talladega. I came from Hueytown, so we had a lot of race car drivers coming out of Hueytown. We have a lot of NASCAR history, obviously, here in Alabama. And I appreciate the fact that you're interested in being a part of that. And today, especially, being a part of this as we help Racing for Children's, where you guys connect with it, is very special to think about coming and supporting these young people who are at Children's of Alabama and what you're trying to do to connect your own passion for vehicles and then saying, oh, by the way, I can help some people at the same time. Excellent. And Noah, what are your thoughts here tonight as we think about the Racing for Children's program?
I think that this event is awesome. I didn't know much about it coming into it, but seeing the organization and the level that all this is put together, I can only imagine the true benefits of how deep this goes. So I'm excited to be a part of this. It's awesome. I really don't have the words to describe how special it is to be involved with this.
Well, Noah, I appreciate you joining me on the show today. And Kara, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show and sharing about your college experience. And I do wish you both well in whatever you choose to do. I hope the pathway just opens wide for you and you're able to do everything that you want to do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the interviews I've done today. Please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about this show. You can follow the Mark White Show podcast and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.